Hey, good evening. I want to talk to you a little bit about identity theft protection services. So Quest Diagnostics had a breach the other day, and I believe 18 million people's information was exposed. So I'm just going to put a disclaimer out there right now. There is no such thing as a guarantee against a data breach. Trust me, I worked with some of the top global companies in the world, talking to their C-suite about information security services. And, you know, everybody can say, I've got software, I've got hardware. You can't stop a breach. That's a whole nother episode. We'll go through that at a later time, but this is focused strictly on consumer. So let's talk about identity theft protection services. I know there's at least 10 of them. I worked for one of them. And I don't want to name that company. If you're on LinkedIn, you know who the hell I'm talking about. But the company that I use and love is my favorite. I've had them for 10 years. And they're so good because I remember when I bought a BMW, I got this notification on my iPhone. They have an app, by the way. I got a notification on my iPhone saying, somebody's opening credit in your name at BMW Financial. And of course, I had to go on and say, yes, that was me. But in the case that it wasn't, it was good to have a service flagging me saying, this is happening real time. So not having identity theft protection in this day and age is like going out in your car, not wearing a seatbelt, going 100+ miles per hour. I mean, you're gonna get hurt. It's not gonna be good. So I really, 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 really advise you to get identity theft protection. I don't care who you go with, what you go with, but you want to make sure in choosing a provider that they have a restoration service available. And what restoration means is if you're a victim of one of these breaches, and that's the thing, it's not anymore if it happens, it's when it happens. My last job, I worked for a company that did data breaches. So I was working with top law firms in the United States. And I'm just going to pivot here for a second just to give you some background. So I was working for this company and I had relationships with the top law firms in America, or in North America, I should say. And they represented some of these top companies. So usually there's a general counsel involved with ABC company. If there's a breach or anything like that, they will consult with a privacy attorney who will in turn call someone like myself on a Sunday afternoon. I'm not kidding you. It was crazy. I was out and about. I got a call from this attorney that I really like who said, hey, I've got a customer who's been breached, blah, 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 blah. And then my company, what I did is I had to provide pricing on call center services. So if you're a victim of a breach, you want to call into the call center and say, hey, you know, what do I do here? If you don't have identity theft protection, these companies that have been breached will probably offer you a year of credit monitoring. That's great and all, but, you know, if you end up getting your information out there rogue, what are they going to do for you? I don't know. It's a case-by-case basis. The bottom line, the purpose of this is get yourself identity theft protection. I think I posted on Facebook or LinkedIn that you can put your credit on. You can freeze your credit. That's the thing. I think that's good. That's good to have your kids on that. I think you need to have it. You need to take it a step further because the statistics I have seen, 1 in 2 consumers have been notified of a breach. So nearly 1 in 4 people experience identity theft. And those numbers are rising. I mean, look at Quest Diagnostics. Anybody that goes for employment screening, you're taking a your analysis test, right? Your information is there. So it's exposed. It's out there. It's been breached. Identity theft can happen for years to come. So these data breaches, they expose your social security number, your birth date, your name. Part of the restoration services is making sure you're whole. So if, for instance, somebody has opened up lines of credit in your name from these breaches, there is reimbursement and there is, lawyers will actually go out there and start You know, taking care of, you know, the lawyers and experts that are out there taking care of this issue for you. And there's that compensation piece. So you definitely want to make sure you get that. If you have any questions, contact me, and we can talk about it. I thought about doing Facebook Lives to kind of go through this because a lot of people are asking me, hey, can you get on Facebook and do these and we can interact with you? That's great, but I have three dogs and they're crazy. Anytime they see me taking attention from them, it just wouldn't be good. So I'm just going to do this here. And then you can follow up with me on LinkedIn or Facebook. Let's talk about the actual Quest Diagnostic breach. This came out the other day and I was just kind of shocked to see this. Well, no, I'm not. Because if I told you the companies that I worked for, and I don't think I can disclose those, it would blow your mind. I mean, these are some really big companies that are getting breached. So one of the things that they have out there is Quest Diagnostics data breach. Do you know where your data is? Okay, that's one of the things that I had seen out there. So where does your data go? Where does it get exposed? So from my days working with law enforcement, 179 million records were exposed in 2017. I could look up and see what data we have today that's current. So basically, identity thieves buy and sell your information on the dark web. I'm going to have a podcast in the future that talks exactly about what the dark web is. And some of the, you know, the dark web is not always bad. Journalists, educators, they use the dark web. It's a very secure network. There's a lot of things that happen, good and criminal. We'll talk about that in the future. But the victims of data breaches have sensitive information such as email addresses, username, passwords. All of these things have been sold to thieves. And, you know, some of this has resulted in almost $1 billion in total fraud losses. And this is in 2017. So, you know, I think some of the data here that I've gotten, Ashley Madison, these are some of the breaches that have happened. The Ashley Madison breach impacted 30 million accounts. Some of the information that was released in addition to people's identity, so this messed up a lot of marriages, was passwords, payment histories, username, email addresses. Experian had a breach of 7 million accounts, purchasing habits, family structure, income levels, credit status info. Xbox had a breach with a million people impacted with passwords, email addresses, usernames, IP addresses. And the severity of this is when you go to apply for jobs, when you go to apply for credit, it's all going to be there. And there's a lot of data that's, you know, where we went to school, current, past, and related addresses, criminal and traffic record that's out there. And these criminals, they live and thrive with selling your data. So that's it for the evening. You know, I just want to emphasize and stress that you really need to get identity theft protection. And again, it does not guarantee you against a breach. What it does is it does that identity protection. Make sure that when you buy a service, you get the restoration service that goes with it. It's going to be a bump up in, I think there's like 3 or 4 tiers. Make sure you get the top one. It's worth it. Trust me. And then if you have children, make sure that you get Identity Theft Junior. I think there's some products out there for kids. Well, there is. I think there's a junior or something like that. But you can freeze the kids', you know, you can do the credit freeze, but I highly recommend if you're going to get a package, include the kids in that and make sure that you take care of your kids as well. We're also going to have a future podcast on child safety on the internet. Again, you know, I'm doing this because I'm an advocate for the consumer and I want to educate you guys. So if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me. LinkedIn, connect with me, Facebook, send me a message. And I'm always happy to help. I don't foresee doing any Facebook Lives in the future. Like I said, too disruptive here in my household. I got three dogs. They get to do whatever the hell they want in the house. So not going to happen. But I do hope to have law enforcement with me here in the next week or so. One of my peers that I worked with at my last company, I'd like to have him kind of talk about the dark web and, you know, again, cyber safety, making sure your information and any information about you or your kids stays off the dark web. So thanks again for listening and have a great evening.